This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatta Janada and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Wednesday, that is 25th of March. Well, in fact, short covering on D Street helped bulls take out crucial resistance levels on Wednesday, in fact, a day ahead of F&O expiry. Now, the Sensex rallied more than 1,800 points, while Nifty 50 reclaimed 8,300 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 1,861 points to close at 28,535, while the Nifty 50 climbed 516 points to close at 8,317. Now, lockdown 4 imposed across India by Prime Minister on Wednesday, which is likely to hit business activity and dent India's GDP by almost 5 lakh crores, according to some estimates. But a stimulus package in the US and hopes for a stimulus package back home along with rate cut helped the sentiment. Now, in fact, sectorally, the action was seen in energy, finance, banks, consumer durable and telecom stocks. In fact, the broader market underperformed. The mid-cap index rose 3.5% and the small-cap index was up just 2.8%. Now, price damage was seen in individual stock as more than 800 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low. That includes names like 3M India, Gillette India, Ultratech Cements, PI Industries, ACC, ABB India, etc., among others. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Adani Ports, Maruti Suzuki, UPL, Kotak Mahindra Bank, as well as Reliance Industries, which rose over 10% each. And in terms of losers, IndusInd Bank, Coal India, IOC, ITC as well as ONGC were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at various stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the energy index that was up 10%, followed by the finance index that gained 8.6% and the BankEx was up 8.6% as well. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like NCC, India Bulls Housing Finance, Punjab National Bank, as well as Yes Bank. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Apollo Hospitals, ICICI Bank, DLF, as well as Berger Paints. Well, short buildup was seen in stocks like Bandhan Bank, Havells India, as well as ACC. Now, let's look at various stocks which were in focus based on some sort of news flow. Well, RIL, which rose in double digits, ended with gains of 14% on NSE and is the top index gainer, pushed the stock market high after media reports indicated that Facebook may pick up stake in Jio. Telecom stocks were also in focus. In fact, most telecom stocks traded with healthy gains, giving a boost to their sectoral index on the BSE on March 25th. In fact, share price of Bharti Airtel jumped 5%, HFCL was up 4.8%, and On Mobile up was 1%. Now, banks also rallied. In fact, Bank Nifty ended with gains of 8%, with Kotak Mahindra Bank and HDFC Bank surging over 11% each, followed by Axis Bank, IDFC First Bank, ICICI Bank, Bank of Baroda, as well as RBL Bank. Now, experts and brokerage believe that RBI will go for a rate cut of at least 60 basis points in the coming policy meet. Now, auto stocks also rallied. In fact, the auto index gained more than 5%, led by stocks like Maruti Suzuki, which surged over 11% and was one of the top index gainer. Now, in terms of technicals, well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily candlestick charts. In fact, it closed above 5 days exponential moving average for the first time since 20th of February. Now, the Nifty reversed from its new 46-month low of 7511 and recovered partial damages on back of recovery across the globe. It was largely due to the short covering amidst the F&O expiry, which is on Thursday. That's tomorrow. Now, if the index sustains above 7,600 levels, it could eventually embark on a decent pullback rally with initial targets around 8750. Now, traders with high risk appetite are advised to make use of the dip into the zone of 8000 to 7900 levels to create fresh long positions in the index with a stop below 7700 and look for bigger targets of 8700. That's what most technical experts are advising at this point in time. Now, the near term outlook shall continue to remain positive unless Nifty closes below 7600 levels, and on such close, downtrend shall once again resume. So, three levels to watch out for tomorrow would be 7714, 8376 and 8700. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to Money Control for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.